John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, that one is a thief and a robber. But he who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens the door for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When his sheep leave the fold, he leads them by going out in front of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. Yet they won't follow a stranger, but will flee from him because they don't recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus spoke this parable to them, but they didn't understand the things which he spoke to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters in through me, he will be being saved. He will freely enter in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes so that he may steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so that they may have the Father's life, and have it in abundance. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand, who is not the shepherd, nor the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them, and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand, and doesn't care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I intimately know those who are mine, and those who are mine know me fully. In the same way that the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Therefore I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must lead them also. They too will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it back again. No one takes it away from me, but it is my own decision to lay it down. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it back again. This is the commandment which I received from my Father." Then a difference of opinion arose again among the Jews because of these words, and many of them said, "He has a demon and is crazy. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the sayings of someone possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Then the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews gathered around about him and said to him, "How long are you going to hold us in suspense? If you are the anointed one, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you didn't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify concerning me. But you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give the Father's eternal life to them, so that they will never be lost, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Then the Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus responded to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of those works are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We aren't going to stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, even because you, being a man, say that you are God." Jesus answered them, "Isn't it written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, why do you say to him whom the Father separated and sent into the world, 'You blaspheme because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, even though you don't believe me, believe the works so that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Then they sought to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. So he left there again, and went to the other side of the Jordan, to the place where John was baptizing at first, and stayed there. And many came to him and said, It is true that John didn't do any miracles, but everything that John said about this man was true, and many believed into him there. This is the end of John, chapter 10. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.